North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New ND Property Records Search Tool, Owners, Deeds, Permits, and More. A new online platform lets users check North Dakota property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property ownership, financial encumbrances, and permit histories. Add HTTPS northdakota.propertychecker.com/ to your research toolkit for faster property lookups. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines, ND Commission Rates, What Redfin's 2024 Data Means for Your Business. Redfin published a guide covering everything North Dakota buyers and sellers need to know about real estate commission rates in 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect pricing. Understanding commission benchmarks helps ND agents and brokers competitively position their services and communicate value in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown to see how your rates compare. Rates compare at www.redfin.com/blog/North Dakota Real Estate Commissions. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Tax Commissioner offers assessor resources. The Office of State Tax Commissioner collaborates with assessing organizations to provide training and resources for local government officials who determine property values for taxation. Real estate professionals in ND should stay informed about property valuation processes as accurate assessments impact property taxes and market dynamics. Visit the source URL to access training and resources for assessors. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Stark County Property Records Access for ND Real Estate Professionals. The Stark County, North Dakota website provides access to property records and searches. Real estate professionals in ND can use this resource to conduct accurate property research and due diligence. Visit the Stark County website to access property records directly. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most ND jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variant special use permit or full rezone. Knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.